Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're zooming our way, zip-zap-zoom, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Through the Fast and Furious French saga.
We're driving Mr. Sunday off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Is this it?
Maybe.
In terms of quality, or like, is this the last video? What do you mean?
I mean, literally, get in the car. Here we go.
Leave a like, everybody. I'm getting in the
car. We go to the 12 Apostles, famous Australian landmark. We're driving off a
cliff. Most of them have fallen into the water, Mason.
Perfect time then, you ask me.
You're probably right. What's interesting and I feel like deceptive about Furious 6? Mm-hmm.
Which is that what it's called?
Well, it was marketed as such, but it's technically called Fast and Furious 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll turn the Furious up to 6.
Whoa.
And they're like, isn't there more to go on that dial? No, this is a special dial. Goes to 6. 6 is the maximum.
I feel like this one is deceptive because it starts out like it's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Like it's got that recap of what happens. Mm. And then there's like 9 of them walking towards the camera.
Yeah, incredible.
And it's like, I don't think, is this a bad one? Turns out.
No, it's okay.
It's a pretty good one,
it's
I
pretty all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not their best work.
This is Ben, who's editing this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is his favorite one.
Interesting.
I think 5 is better than this, but there's a lot of good stuff here, which we will get to.
This, I think, though, is the inception, the beginning of... Because the last one was obviously the first big heist movie.
Yeah.
This one is the beginning of... Hey, we've got to get a thing. It's in a briefcase.
Yeah.
It's a chip that can do a thing.
It's going to take down something or someone.
It can control all the things or hack all the things.
I think it's a virus of the mind.
You think?
Or of the moon.
Oh, you think the woke mind virus was in the case?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Can't let it get out.
Yeah, well. Which is not my favorite genre of things. Again, when it's like, oh, my God, it could affect the whole world. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to take down the banks, is it, or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. There'll be no internet for a bit. All right.
Can we still drive our regular gas-powered cars? Yes. Why would it matter to us then? Take down all the databases that have us on them and enable people to track us down like the authorities. Great, don't care. Don't care at all.
I feel like though this one's got themes, Mason.
Go on.
It's about love.
Family?
Yeah, it's just nice. Sure, yeah. That's obviously the base level, but then beyond
okay,
that,
right, yes.
We've got love.
There's a solid bedrock of family.
Yes.
And then on top of that, how do you feel about your family? Love.
That's right. We've got love and we've got moving on, but not too much. And I say moving on because we say goodbye to Leo and Santos. They're just like, I don't know, they're... They run a, I don't know, they run a like a balloon animal stall. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Okay, right.
Paul Walker's having a baby. He's moving on. Love and fatherhood.
He's had a baby.
Yeah.
He's not having a baby.
No, he's not having the baby. And then, of course, we've got Vin Diesel, who's found love for now because he's about to find another love.
You know what I like about
his
all
old love, Mason, Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. You know what I like about all these videos? We're just using all the character and actor names completely interchangeable. It's Vin and Brian. Vin and Brian are best friends.
Yep. So Letty's alive.
Mm.
It would be funny
if
Hobbs had just photoshopped those pictures of Letty and then as soon as Vin Diesel got, you know, on American soil, he just went, yeah, you're under arrest. That was a trick. I told you I was going to give you some time to escape and then I was going to come after you and time has lapsed. Mm. Hence, you are going to prison.
I realized I couldn't defeat you in a car-based manner because you're the best there and I couldn't defeat you in a contractual based way because we have to give each of other equal number of punches. So I thought I'd defeat you in a way you cannot. you got no game in this.
No, absolutely not. Oh, I've written here. It's a tech bomb. I wrote that down as I was watching it because I knew I would forget.
Okay.
But now that I read that, I don't
know
what
mean?
That means.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Just a MacGuffin.
Just a MacGuffin. Yeah. Ooh. You know what's interesting about this?
What's that?
There's a Bizarro Fast and Furious team.
They're all the sort.
They're
sure.
British. There's Bizarro Vin Diesel. Vin Crumpet. Vin London Bridge. What do we got? Vin London Eye. Vin Helen Mirren. She's
actually
in this later.
Yeah. Vin Vimto, which is a type of drink.
Okay.
Vin Greggs.
The shop. Vin Clapham Junction.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
But there's a bad guy that's bigger than The Rock, who just looks like a visual effect. He fascinates me, that guy. Enormous man.
Yeah, he should be fighting Spider-Man. I don't know what he's doing in these movies, Mason. Mm. Yeah. But you know what I do like about this Bizarro Fast and Furious team is they bring some stuff. They bring some tech. They've got a race car that's also a ramp. Even Brian gets outcarred. You know?
That's right. And there's a moment where the Hobbs has to bring in the family. He has to bring in the Fast and Furious team.
He doesn't want to.
Because he's like, you guys are the only match for these guys. And they put their brains trust together and they're like, they must have made those cars in a custom shop. Oh, you reckon? Those weird Mad Max jalopies that got spring-loaded ramps on them? They didn't buy those at the local
the Greggs?
The Skoda dealership or whatever? Is that you reckon? Is that your expert opinion, guys?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, nice.
That's my opinion also. I thought a similar thing, yeah. It's interesting because they also talk about that like they don't do it. Like, all the time. Like, all your shit is, like, made for purpose.
That's true.
You know?
Also, the evil team, the British team.
Yeah.
Goes without saying they're the evil team, obviously, if they're the British team. But they're very smart and skilled in a lot of ways. But on another level, dumbest villains that these guys have ever faced.
I'd like you to give me at least one example.
Here's one example. They brought Letty on the team.
Yeah.
She's
not British. That's a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
She's as American as apple pie and... That car that...
John Cena.
Yep.
There we go. Those two things.
Yeah, that's right. And she's got no memory, obviously, because of the thing that happened that I have no memory of. But then photos surface of her with Vin Diesel, and they're just like, yeah, let's keep her on the team anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
It's probably nothing.
What's the worst that could happen? The thing that happens. Luke Evans. That happens. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, Luke Evans. What are you doing? I also enjoy... I thought there was going to be a moment... you know, where it kind of happened. But it's just this movie where Tyrese turns to, like, the joke, fun, butt of jokes character. Mm. It's just this entire movie. The whole thing is just, like, people making fun of him, how cheap he is, his penis, his, like, big forehead. These are all things that they're just, like... They just pile on at this point. Maybe he was a cool guy.
They bring him into a room. They do an intervention on him. A you're not a cool guy intervention. They bring out the big notepad and they're like, listen, your penis... Your big forehead.
Your cheapness.
You're very cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. The only guy I think who's...
Do you have anything to add, Roman? Anything? Yeah, to this list? We'll put it on the list. We got room. We got room and we got time. In many ways, maybe he decides to lean into it from this movie forwards. He's like, I'll show you how stupid I can be. I'll show you how big my forehead can be. I'll show you my weird penis.
The only guy who gets like a... you know, more of a bad rap is the stuffy British guy who they make undress in front of them.
Well, I mean,
Look at him with his disgusting normal body.
James, you know, I'm building a list, of course, of guys in these movies that might come back in a subsequent movie for revenge or to join the team.
Of course.
So obviously, it's the snooty Brit running the classic car sale who has to waddle away in his underpants. And maybe in 11, he's going to show up and be like, remember that time you made me waddle away in my underpants? I respect that. I'm on the team. I can bring snootiness.
He's still nude. Yeah, just waddles up.
I actually grew to love this. There's a scene on like a Miami beach, you know, where all the girls are always dancing on the cars. He's there.
Waddling.
Just waddling around the car. just as pasty as you like.
Beautiful. I love
it.
Here's something else I love in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fight scenes are really good. Gina Carano has a great couple of fight scenes with Michelle Rodriguez. There's one moment where she basically just gives her a pair of brass knuckles in the form of a hand cuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I enjoy all of that. There's some great hand-to-hand stuff in this, including when Han and Roman just get beat up.
That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what these films are missing. Mm-hmm. Just some guys getting beaten up.
Yeah. Like, remember in 2 when Roman and...
they stomp that guy, yeah.
Yeah, they just beat him up. But there's also the moment where Brian and Roman...
Yeah.
They crashed their car into the boat and they're like, Jesus, this is a bad idea. I'm in so much pain right now.
Yeah.
There needs to be more of that. You're right. That leans more into like the diehard sensibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Like guys who are maybe aren't the best at everything.
Yeah.
But they're trying their little hearts out, you know?
The violence in this is now completely consequence-free. Like somebody can die in one of these movies or even die in real life and then still appear in these movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's got to that point where it's that like... somehow Palpatine has returned, but for literally anybody who's ever been associated with
that's
this
true,
with these movies. There is some really good action stuff, like the tank bit. That's great. Busting a real tank out of a truck, like most of that is practical. There is some CGI elements. But then I think the turning point where nobody's skin comes off when they crash or dive out of a car is when Dom catches Letty.
On the bonnet of a car.
It is like, yeah, how did you know that car would be there to break my fall? To break your fall. What?
Family.
But like, what?
And also I have car detective vision, if you recall. I could sense it coming.
It's just a different kind of movie now, you know?
I had my brain connected directly to like every like traffic camera and traffic signal in the world.
Sense.
I feel them all at once.
Yeah.
He's like Superman. You know the scene where Superman flies up in orbit and he can
hear
all
everything.
The people's cries for help? It's that, but he can hear all like green lights and stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Sometimes he wakes up at night and he hears boop, 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 pedestrian crossing.
Right, yeah. Hobbs leaps out of his car down like 40 feet onto the top of another car and you hear him go, oof, when he lands. But
yeah,
like,
right.
He's fine.
There's a moment towards the start of this movie where Hobbs he wants to interrogate a member of Luke Evans' team. And normally like... you know, when a crooked cop, which is what he is, like wants to cover up like one of these, like a rough interrogation.
You hit him with a phone book.
But in this, he's like throwing him through the roof and breaking all the windows. How are you going to cover that up, Hobbs?
It was like this. I went in here and it was like this already.
Classic British police station. It was just like this.
Typical Brits.
Mm.
Braga is back. I've got that note here because we were like, "When's Braga come back?" Yeah. He's in this. He's a real bitch, basically. He's a bad guy, but he's here, isn't he, for a minute to be like, "You gave Letty memory problems or whatever."
Mm.
Brian's like, "Yeah, I guess so."
Yeah. Also returns Brian's ex-DEA partner, who's always like,
"Yeah,
you're giving me trouble, O'Connor."
And he punches him in the face for no reason or whatever.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah,
he's earned that, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so too. How do you feel about the way that Vin Diesel tries to court Michelle Rodriguez by doing like a magical car race together? He's like, this is going to work. Or they've got matching swimming through a reef scars, like in the exact same spot. Why?
I think that was probably a spear gun sort of malfunction.
Oh, like Brad Pitt's character?
Yeah.
When he killed his wife in that
movie?
Yeah.
I reckon Vin was probably just showing off his fresh new spear gun and he speared them both at the same time.
Yeah, you might be right.
They had to waddle their way to an emergency apartment while nailed together. and to answer your question, I think it's beautiful.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What about the Nosling gun?
Yeah, it's cool. It's all cool.
Yeah?
I think they're
Why do you need Nos to fire a grappling hook, though? What about that? Is better than a regular grappling hook.
I think that's a question for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. Oh,
let's ask him on Twitter.
Let's not engage. No, he's really pedantic.
We can ask Dr. Carl.
Fine, Dr.
Nice
Carl.
For Australia's Neil deGrasse Tyson, but he's nicer.
God, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he'll ruin it, Mason.
Mm.
He'll say something and he'll just ruin everything, you know?
I do.
That's how he does it.
I do. We don't need that negative energy in this review.
No, we certainly
this
don't.
This is all beautiful.
Yep.
And the spear gun accident was beautiful. And the race was beautiful. And this weird... grappling hook gun is beautiful. It's all beautiful.
The moment at about an hour 23 in when Hobbs just doesn't have his beard at one point because it's clearly a reshoot.
That's beautiful. The moment at 1 hour and 41 minutes where Dom Toretto's just a human torpedo. You remember that?
Yes.
You remember that? Just goes, he just propels himself through the air like a torpedo and just headbutts a man. Incredible.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Like the world's slickest and baldest dolphin.
Oh my God.
Even
yes,
more
please.
Slick and more bald than a regular dolphin,
that's
Mason.
Right.
Look at him go.
Mm.
Well, speaking of that finale.
Yes.
I mean, I think that is clearly the best part of this movie.
Are you sure it's not the part where it was Shaw's plan to get captured the whole time? Because The Dark Knight came out a couple of years before.
I forgot that The Dark Knight came out before
He's like, well, it was my plan all the time, so I'd get in here and get that chip.
That's my plan all the time.
That's right.
That's always my plan.
It's always my plan to just get in here, walk out with a chip. Remember The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
I was inspired by the movie The Dark Knight.
Yeah. I got caught shoplifting by security at Kmart, and they've got me...
Greg's, please.
Greg, sorry. And I'm out the back, but this was my plan.
That's right.
Because I wanted to raid the work fridge.
Mm, that's right.
I'm always getting caught.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, but the finale takes place on the world's longest runway. That is very good.
I mean, somebody calculated the distance of the runway, probably.
Let's ask Neil deGrasse Tyson. Well, technically, but hey, shut up.
No, you're telling him to shut up.
You, Mason.
Oh, okay.
No, both you and your best mate, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wow.
So there's a moment also when Vin Diesel is fighting two guys and one is the giant guy.
Oh, yeah.
And The Rock appears like he's the T-Rex at the end of Jurassic Park. Uh-huh. Like, he comes in from out of frame, but they just don't see him, even though he's, like, right in front of them.
Yep.
I enjoy that very much. And we've definitely lost this, but Vin Diesel and The Rock teaming up to do a big punch-up.
Mm.
That's good, man. They're right. A good dynamic duo.
Mm.
I think this movie is missing just pair up different people.
Yeah.
They seem to be locked into like, okay, the
Roman
hacker.
Roman and Tej.
Roman and Tej have to like just look at the hacker girl all day.
That's
just
right.
Be like,
you want to say something creepy? I'll say something creepy first and you can say something creepy.
You know what I mean? They're locked into it.
Yeah.
Mix it up a little.
Mm.
Yeah. I like the way they finish off that giant dude with the picks him up and clotheslines him or whatever.
That's a bit of fun.
That's good stuff.
Mm.
It's clear that like the cracks are beginning to show with Vin Diesel and The Rock, because the last conversation they have, they're standing almost parallel to each other, but not quite.
Is that a sign?
I think it is, Mason.
Okay.
It's a sign that maybe they didn't even film it on the same day.
Mm.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Yeah,
it's just very... It's a weird conversation.
They probably filmed next to a dummy of the other guy, and they insisted that the dummy was significantly shorter than they were.
Yeah.
So they're both looking down at each other's crotches.
You might be right.
To answer your question, James, maybe you could sub this in. According to Wikipedia, calculations suggest that the runway is somewhere between 18.37 miles and 28.83 miles.
Okay.
So that's pretty long.
That's as long as a standard runway, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, yeah I take back
that's
what I said.
That's a British standard.
That's exactly.
If this was in Britain.
Mm,
at
or
all.
Equal to one fathom.
So here's some more people that could come back.
Oh, yes.
Han dies at the end of this movie.
Mm.
And I feel like it's a real, very real possibility that he's not really dead, that he just wasn't in that car. Maybe he was across the street.
I mean, that seems plausible. I mean, you do see him in the car.
Yeah.
And he's looking very much the worse for wear.
He's pretty banged up.
Exactly like how you would look if you were in a car that gets hit by another car at speed in an intersection and it flips it.
Yeah.
But you're suggesting that he could just...
He's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're not like a movie-making professional.
Nah.
So what if we took those ideas and we gave them to like millionaire writers
okay.
and filmmakers and we got them to like come up with maybe a better idea?
Yeah.
You reckon they could do that?
I think they probably could if they thought about it a little bit.
You've thought about this for like 2 minutes. Yeah. You've thought about this. I reckon given years they could, and millions of dollars, as I mentioned, they could probably maybe take a long weekend and think about that.
Be like he had a secret brother. It was a hologram. Mm. He cut his way out through the floor like Nick Fury with laser, whatever. Yeah. You know, something. You see him crawl out and he goes, not today.
Yeah, that's right.
And he crawls away.
Yeah, rescued by Ninja Turtles.
That's right. These are all good.
Or whatever the British equivalent of Ninja Turtles are. They're on holiday in Tokyo.
They're Hero Turtles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But they changed the name. Mm. He's someone else that could come back.
In Japan, they're just called regular turtles.
He's someone else that could come back.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Carano.
Nah.
Don't you think there's a chance that she could come back, Mason?
I think there's zero
Well,
chance.
Her and Gal Gadot both flew off into nothingness.
That's true,
So there's equal chances
that, is very
that they
true,
both
actually.
Could come back.
They don't even check for Gal's body.
No. They should have, because she's
Giselle.
Alive.
There she is alive, yeah.
They probably should have checked.
Have we seen any hints thus far that she's going to come back for 10 or 11?
Yeah, I think she was... I think they did the leaked up.
Okay,
she
right.
said she's in it.
Right.
I'll tell you this much.
I hope she's mad. You didn't even check.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there was 28 miles of runway to check. That would have taken most of the day.
What, you go and get Luke Evans and you don't get me?
Mm.
Ridiculous.
Right.
You know, I love at the end how Elsa Pataky, who's Vin Diesel's girlfriend until his other girlfriend comes back, you know, she's just like, well, I guess I'm pregnant. That's for later. Mm. But I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
I hope she finds love. I mean, she doesn't because she dies
later
because, you know.
I hope she becomes sort of a, you know, a plot device. That'd be cool, I think, of her. I think she'd appreciate that.
That should
she
be
She seems like the, she seems very utilitarian. She seems very pragmatic.
She's I'll be whoever you want.
Yeah. What do you need? You want me to die? Die. I have a kid and I'll die. How about that? All right? Just happy to be part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel like off the back of these last 2 to 3 to 4 movies that Han has been in.
Yes.
Imagine doing these movies.
Oh, yeah.
And the love of your life dies and you're jumping from car to plane to Jeep and whatever.
Sure.
And then you go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because Fast and Furious 3 is set after these movies.
Yeah.
And you just watch like a car drift around a car park.
Just you're just smirking and eating chips.
Yeah.
You know, you've
seen it all.
He's seen it all, and he's quite zen about the whole thing, really.
This doesn't mean anything to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm loving about Japan? It's just a simpler world. I've got a flip phone and it's like I've gone back in time. Nearly a decade.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a slower pace, and I like it.
Yeah. I also think, and I know they resolve it later, with Letty's memories, she's like, I don't remember anything, but it feels like home. I feel like she could just lie. Because I feel like her memories, anything outside of like having a barbecue and a car, there's nothing else there.
Carbecue,
thank you.
That's an option for 10 or 11 if they're still filming. You want to throw that in?
Yeah, do it. I feel like they don't have any substantial memories. So she could just be like, yeah, I remember the time we did a drag race and then we had a family barbecue. I remember the time
I bounced off the roof of a car.
Yeah.
There was a grappling hook involved, I think. We stole some stuff.
Yeah.
We stopped a guy. There was a chip. There was a chip in a briefcase. And I think it could either hack every computer or every car or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, story checks out, Lenny. Yeah.
God, thank God you're back. Yeah.
Because we'd forgot most of that stuff as well, honestly.
Anyways, it's time for green light trivia.
What?
That's right. Green light trivia, Mason.
Oh, because of cars? Or is this a coincidence? You just saw a green light on the way
maybe
over
I'm
here.
Maybe I'm bringing it back. Maybe I'm going to step away from green trivia and make more personalized trivias from now on, Mason.
No, that's incredible.
See how we go.
Okay.
We're never going to leave out the guy who shouts Rodney.
That's right.
Here he is. So when Hobbs arrives at the barbecue, Roman remarks, better hide the baby oil, to which Hobbs replies, you better hide that big-ass forehead. Hobbs's line was improvised by Dwayne Johnson, so Ludacris spitting out his drink and Tyrese Gibson being at a loss for words are both spontaneous, genuine reactions. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but The Rock
is also bald. Does The Rock think that he doesn't have a large forehead? Does The Rock think he still has hair? Is this an Emperor's New Clothes situation? Has everybody told The Rock that he still has hair? And he's going around telling people, nice giant forehead, idiots. Unlike me. I got the hair of Fabio.
Excuse me while I put my hair in a ponytail.
That's right. No one distract him. This takes like 20 minutes, but he'll get mad if you butt in. He's platin.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Tyrese Gibson was like, I can't believe The Rock's doing like a spin-off movie or whatever. This is supposed to be family. And The Rock came out, this is in real life, and reviewed Tyrese's latest rap album.
Whoa.
And it is. Like, you don't often hear The Rock just say something incredibly mean-spirited,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but here it is. Now, this was actually originally conceived as two movies.
Oh, yes.
The first one ending with the conclusion of the tank scene and then the second ending with the plane. I'm glad they put those together.
I feel the second movie would be quite short.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Because they do the tank thing and then next movie would be like 20 minutes and then...
scraping people off the runway.
Maybe they do an extended barbecue scene.
Oh, okay. That, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, fills in the next 90 minutes or something.
Yeah. Did you get ice? Oh, I didn't get ice. Okay, do you want to get... We'll go... Do you come with me? We'll go get ice.
Should we walk? No, let's take the car. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
That no, I'm actually, honestly, I'm a little bit tired of driving a car.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't build walkable cities, so, you know, it's we're driving.
To have to take the car. Oh, God, how much is parking? Damn.
So during the exchange between Hobbs and Roman at the barbecue, you see a bottle of Conjure cognac on the table.
Okay. Whose cognac company is that?
Exactly. It's ludicrous.
Okay.
It's ludicrous's. Does everybody in this movie have an alcohol brand or company?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Does everybody in Hollywood? Everybody in Hollywood has an alcohol brand.
Hey, listen, everybody. We don't want your gin. We don't want any of your fucking bourbon or your specialized craft beers.
No, no, James.
No, no, enough.
We don't want
Mason, I'm putting a stop to it. James, stop doing it.
James, we don't want to pay for it. If they could send it to us, I'll take an aviation gin. I'll take a whatever cognac, the thing you said.
I'm sick of it, Mason.
Also, we'll take
sick of something specific to you.
We'll take a sports team as well. You've all got your own sports teams now. We'll take whatever. Here's a question. This isn't a piece of trivia, but it's just a question.
Sure.
Right at the start of the movie, did Tedge install a leaf blower in that ATM? That's not how money comes out of an ATM.
Nah, I've seen movies.
It's not how it works. Yeah, it sort of just drops in a little thing and you take it out.
Yeah.
It's not like... Although, what a fun world that would be.
Yeah.
If that's how ATMs worked. Also, it's blown out for like 90 seconds. How much money's in that thing?
90 seconds worth of money.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's how you load them, by the second. So this is fun. When Letty is with Dom, Brian and the crew...
Do you mean romantically?
Well, I wish. Ooh. When Letty is with Dom, Brian and the crew towards the end of the film, Brian approaches Letty to apologise for getting her involved with Braga, and Letty's saying, I may not remember anything, but I know one thing. Nobody makes me do anything I don't want. Now, this is apparently the first time in the Fast and Furious series that Brian and Letty talk to each other directly. I know you thought this was going to be a Blue Harvest thing, but it's not.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about with pairing. Why the fuck haven't these two people had any kind of interaction?
Crazy.
Crazy.
Mm.
Let's team them up. Let's mix it up, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's too late now.
Remember when Iron Man went to space with Doctor Strange and everyone went, those guys have similar beards, but they're different. Everyone lost their minds, Mason.
That's right. God. They're both catty in different ways, those two.
But apparently now these movies are set up like Vin Diesel only works with like Michelle Rodriguez and maybe another person.
They're all doing
little separate adventures.
Right, but that's...
It's boring.
But that's not a writer's thing. That's a certain stars do not play with other stars
thing,
it seems.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
I feel like a lot of my criticisms for this movie is also like... Yeah, this one's good, but these are my problems in general with movies that come after this movie. I do like this one. I think it's it's one of the good ones.
Mm.
And speaking of Mason.
Go on.
The box office for this. The budget is apparently between $160 and $260 million. I'm presuming that includes marketing. But the box office return, I thought this one made $1 billion, but it didn't. It made $788 million.
For sure.
Which is, I mean, it came out, you know, 2013.
Mm.
For Hobbs and Shaw.
A real Deckard for sure. Yeah. And of course, this is the first appearance of Deckard Shaw.
Yeah,
he's gonna bloody be a real thorn in their side for a minute.
And just to be clear, he's the same height as everybody else in these movies.
That's right.
I don't know what anybody else has been saying about him, but he's the same height as everybody, Mason. And he has a ponytail. Everybody remember that.
That's right.
Everybody in these movies has a beautiful ponytail.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Next week, we're going to wrap up just these films that we've been looking at with Furious 7, if that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is really a definitive end to...
Seven Fasts for Seven Furiouses.
Furii. And if you do want to see that early...
Furioses.
Very good.
Oh, because Charlize
Theron. Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Isn't it a later one, not this one?
No, I don't know.
Cypher. Character's name's Cypher.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's a good
name. I hope
name.
It's Sally Cypher.
Cypher. You can actually see these early if you head over to bigsandwich.co, which is like our private Patreon. And that's not the only thing you'd be seeing early there. We've got bonus exclusive podcasts. We've got video game Let's Plays.
We've got Roman's dick.
That's right. You're going to have a look at it.
You're going to look right at it. Ad free. His dick's ad free.
That's right. Exactly. Also, our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows every Monday. It's got its own YouTube channel and Apple and Spotify and whatever. That actually comes out there a day early on Sunday as opposed to Monday.
That's right.
But, you know, if you want to just check it out in the regular place, you can. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is a good one. This is a good one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought five. Personally.
Personally?
I thought five has the edge.
I agree.
But it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Bit of fun, you know?
Bit of fun. Mm. Bit of fun, good times. All right, thanks, everyone.
And grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.